This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s every hour. 106.5 The End. Got a new one lined up. What you got?
Jackie's husband wanted me to phone scam her, and they have just started to use a housekeeping company to clean their house, but the kind that sends different people every time. So I am calling Jackie as soon as the housekeepers left as one of the housekeepers to tell her some bad news. Or is it bad news? I'm not sure.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi. My name, I'm looking for Jackie. Sorry.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Jackie. My name is Raul, and I'm part of the service that you guys hired for to clean your house. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. I just left just a few minutes ago, and there were just like a few things, just a couple things that I wanted to say to you. I just wanted to call, and this was the phone number that you guys left on the piece of paper with all the rules. So, is that okay? Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah. What's up?
The first thing is, your carpet, right?
Yes, I know my carpet.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So we use bleach in the bathrooms. I'm not sure if the service told you that we did that.
I would assume you use bleach to clean the bathroom.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Of course. So I just wanted to let you know that when I was there, when I was cleaning, I had my container of bleach for the bathrooms, and I was taking it through the house, and I carried it over top of your carpet.
Did something happen to the carpet?
No, I'm just letting you know that I did it, like, that it's fine. Everything's fine. Like, I did it successfully. Nothing spilled. There are no spots or anything like that. So I just wanted to let you know that that's fine, okay?
Okay.
And there was another thing that I wanted to tell you. You know how you had, you said we have an indoor cat, and you put it in that one room, and you even hung another sign on the outside of the door, like, this is where the cat is. Don't open this door. Do you remember that?
Because we don't want him getting out.
Right.
He likes to sneak out the front door.
Right, yeah. So I accidentally did open that door, and the cat got out.
Out of the house?
No, the cat ran upstairs.
So the cat is in the house?
The cat's in the house, yeah.
Okay, so the cat is in the house. Everything is fine, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm really confused because you are saying these things as if something is wrong, but you're telling me everything is fine. If something went wrong, you can tell me. You're saying everything is fine, but you're telling me in a tone that makes me think otherwise. You know, if something did actually happen, I would rather you tell me right now. If something happened.
Okay. Yes. And I totally appreciate that. Yes.
So did something happen or not?
No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. There was one more thing. There is one more thing that I wanted to talk to you about. So, you know, it looks like a vase, but it's not a vase. It's what is it called when somebody is dead and they get burned into ash and then you put it in a vase? What is that called?
An urn?
Yes.
My
mother's
urn?
Yeah. So Yes, yes. So the urn that you had next to the fireplace with the instructions that if you have to move this, if you have to, and you underlined the word have, if you have to move this, just be extraordinarily careful with it because this is a very precious thing. Do you remember that?
Yes, yes. Those are my mother's ashes. Those are very, very important to me. What happened to the urn?
Well, I did have to move it. I did because I like to get into the corners with a broom before I vacuum because a lot of people miss that part because that's sometimes where spiders
did
like to they build their web.
Something happened to my mother's urn.
I did move it, but I moved it carefully.
So there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Okay, what the hell is going on here? Why did you talk to people like this? You're stressing me out. You said there's nothing wrong,
I just wanted to call and tell you though that everything's fine. Everything's okay. I said that at the beginning. I said everything's fine.
Why don't you lead with that? You were stressing me out here, man. It sounds like something catastrophic has happened to my cat, to my carpet, to my mother's ashes. Like, what the hell is going on here? Do you talk to all of your clients like this?
Jackie, this is actually not a service at all. It's a phone scam. My name's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Your husband Tyler emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you. I'm not the person who cleaned your house. Not yet. I might get fired any day, though.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You are giving me an anxiety attack.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.